Hey, Pastor Campbell here. Just jumping on here this afternoon real quick to talk to you about the next fruit of the Spirit, which is faith. Just had a quick little message for you today. So concerning faith, we have, first and foremost, you have to consider that it is by grace through faith that we're saved. And so without faith, we cannot have salvation. Salvation is by grace through faith, and in fact, in Hebrews chapter 11, as we call it, the Hall of Faith, that's the chapter that deals with faith very much. And it says that without faith, it is impossible to please God, and so when we consider faith, we must consider that God requires us to have faith. In fact, many people say, "Well, if God could just show me a sign, or if God could show me, you know, something, some proof that He exists, then I would believe Him." Well, that's not faith. That's just seeing something and believing it. Rather, as Jesus said to Thomas, He said, "Blessed are those that that believe not seeing." And so, faith is, as we know, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we're going to find faith as we hear the preaching of the word of God, as we study the word of God. We're going to find faith there. And so I want to encourage you, if nothing else from this message, you get that you need to read the Bible. And that is where, if you ever ask yourself, you know, "Oh, how could I increase my faith? How can I have more faith?" Well, the way to have more faith is to read more Bible, to study and learn the Bible. Well, in Romans chapter 1, it says that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But it says, "For therein," in the gospel, "is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And so we know that that we're saved by faith, and then we know that we should live by faith and walk by faith, as the Bible instructs us to do so. In fact, when we talk about the warfare, spiritual warfare and so forth, you're going to find that the Bible tells us, above all, taking the shield of faith. And so, when we consider our lives today, faith is a very, very important aspect of our lives. Without faith, we can't please God. Without faith, we cannot be saved. Without faith, we cannot quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Just got done teaching a couple of classes of archery, and you find we're shooting darts, you know, or not darts, but arrows. But as we're shooting these arrows, we have to be very, very careful about safety, because we don't want anybody to get shot with one of those arrows. Well, considering your Christian life, if you're a Christian, if you're born again today, your walk with God, it's important to have faith, because if we don't have the shield of faith, then those fiery darts hit us, and then we end up having trouble instead. And so we have a necessity for faith in our lives. We need to live by faith, walk by faith. And then where the rubber meets the road on this, you have to ask yourself the question, am I exercising faith? We know the Bible says after that, Hebrews chapter 11, it says that we should run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So we recognize, of course, again, that we must draw that faith from Jesus, from the Word of God, and walk by faith, live by faith, and not by sight, not by what I think is right, not by what I feel is best. Sorry about that. Had a call come in at the same time, so we don't have our own vision, our own sight, our own plans, but rather we walk by faith, by the faith of the Word of God. As Paul said, he says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." So I want to encourage you today, walk by faith. When you're faced with life's decisions, make the decision by faith. Base it upon the faith of the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God. And so I just want to encourage you that today, if you've never trusted Christ, if you've never come to a saving knowledge of faith of Christ, I want to encourage you to turn to Him even now. Turn from your sin, trust in Christ, because it is faith in Him and Him alone and His works alone that can give your soul salvation. Hope you have a great day walking by faith.